This soundbite of The Unwind is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/rollthehit. So when I was down at South by Southwest, the first game that I played down there, I got to try out Star Citizen, which I know, Josiah, you were an early backer of, right?
Correct.
So for those of you who don't know, it's this. Who's making it?
RSI Space Games.
Industries. Roberts. Chris Roberts' company.
So it's a very, very ambitious project in the sense that they are not only building a space flight simulator and dogfighting and all this other stuff, but they're also adding first person, persistent universe, like MMO style, like pretty much everything you could possibly put into a game, they're putting into it, right?
Yep.
So largely ambitious. But anyway, so when I
Well, they have a card mini game.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Will they have
I wouldn't be surprised. It's got to have somewhere. Slot machines and stuff. Anyway, yeah. So one of the things I noticed though is just like right off the bat, it's just a gorgeous game, like beautiful game. So I got to play the dogfighting simulator.
Yeah.
It's just really nice. I don't know why they didn't have joysticks and stuff set up. So I was just playing mouse and keyboard, but the controls were really nice. Like it was exciting combat to play.
Oh, they probably didn't have joysticks because they didn't raise enough money during the funding campaign.
Yeah, sure. What are they up to?
There's a bootstrap budget over there.
Yeah.
They're up to like,
I think, $75 million.
$75 million?
It's literally a AAA game that's crowdfunded, which is insane. I mean, ever since they left Kickstarter, it's more people buying ships.
Yeah.
So it's not exactly crowdfunding in that same exact way, but it's an enormous amount of money. But
so
anyway.
They had a week trial that you could go home and download. So I did that. So I started playing it on my computer. And for those of you who know me, as soon as I get into something, like I go head on into something. Right? So like, needless to say, I had a really good time playing this game. So I went out and I bought a joystick. Like, not only did I buy into Star Citizen, which was, I think like I got a discount. So it was like $38, which isn't too bad.
So he's now a shareholder at SpaceX. Yeah. He's going to the moon.
I also bought Elite Dangerous because it's another space game that's already
Did you
out.
Even play that yet?
No, so I've been playing the tutorial slow. I haven't
He got into another genre in between purchasing.
And I decided to restart Skyrim, actually. So I bought Elite Dangerous, so I've started playing through the tutorials. So anyway, all this to say, it's interesting because there's kind of this resurgence of just space games.
They're dead, Jim.
So we have Star Citizen, Elite Dangerous, which is two that I mentioned, Eve Valkyrie, which Eve Online is this big space game that I tried once, and it was just like way too technical for me.
Yeah, spreadsheet game.
But they're making
2015.
They're making like a flight, more of a flight dogfighting style game. I think is you have to use VR for it also.
That's crazy.
So it's going to be like a launch Oculus Rift game.
Who's going to be able to play that?
Me, because I'm definitely buying it. I actually
super glad about Facebook HQ.
It was I was so close to buying an Oculus just so I could play these space games with an Oculus. Because that,
I don't know, maybe on eBay. How expensive are they? Have they gone up?
They're
or
actually
down
more expensive on eBay than the original. But you can, I don't know, they're like 2 weeks. But anyway, No Man's Sky is another space game. It's not the same. Like, it's not super technical. Like, you know, there's other exploration elements to it. Dreadnought's another spaceship fighting game, although I played that as well at South By. It was really slow for me. I think
it's very different from the others because it's third person cap ships, and so it's slower paced, and it's oddly enough, it's on a planet because they wanted to use the
terrain.
Yeah, the terrain and hide around mountains and stuff like that.
But, it's basically it's high speed for cap ships, but it's slow for anyone who's used to any other kind of regular ship. But and then Rebel Galaxy is the last one. There's also Rebel Galaxy, which is also cap ship fighting, and it's by the guys who made Torchlight. I think it's Runic Games or something.
I wanted to ask you guys because this is a new genre for me. Like, I was never really into these, you know, technical space flight. Like, I love sci-fi related to space. Like, I'm just big. I love space in general.
Yeah.
So it's kind of surprising I haven't been into this genre before. But it's also been a significant amount of time since games in this genre have been released.
Yep.
So I wanted to ask you guys what games you play. So I know both of you had experience with these games before.
Yeah, I started old school, Wing Commander 1, 2, 3. 3
well,
came out
clear,
along.
You have to be old school in this genre because there really was
yeah.
Dead Space.
Well, I mean, if you want to talk old school, I started with the coin-op vector graphics Star Wars game that was in the arcade, which was freaking awesome because it had the joystick was like the actual controller in the TIE fighter, right?
Oh, so, that's awesome. Yeah,
it was really cool.
Oh, I'm jealous.
So yeah, that's what I started on, playing that back at Chuck E. Cheese when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Actually, back then it was Showbiz Pizza.
Oh, that's where Showbiz came from?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Huh.
I played Wing Commander 1, 2, and then in between that, I think Privateer came out, and then later on, Wing Commander 3 came out, and that was kind of a weird live-action thing with Mark Hamill, of all people, and Malcolm... What's that guy's name? He was in Clockwork Orange as a young guy.
Malcolm Gladwell. He was.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I'm pretty sure that's it. Wing Anyhow, so yeah, I played that. I played that in Privateer 2. I played all those.
To say, you played like every space game.
Every Wing Commander.
Well, yeah. Well, specifically, this is all Chris Roberts stuff because he's the guy who's making Star Citizen. Right. That's why I backed
it. Wait, are you? Kilrathi. What's the first guys? Kilrathi. Versus, what are the other races?
Terran?
Human? Well, okay. Yeah.
That's it. That's just it? Those two elements.
So I guess I did okay.
Sean, you played the game.
So, too. Yeah, I didn't play that much Wing Commander. I did play Privateer a bit, but
played Free Space, right?
Well, so two. The ones I started on were all the Star Wars games, which are awesome. TIE Fighter, X-Wing.
Yep, played those.
I love those. That's kind of what I started with, and then I moved over to Free Space 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. And those are definitely my two favorite, probably 2 over 1. They did a lot of things really well, and it's funny. I think I replayed it maybe 5 years ago, and it still pretty much holds up. I mean, graphics are a bit dated. And now, they didn't do exactly a remaster, but people have made it open source to a degree. And now there's been a lot of support for the community. So you can still play it on multiplayer today. And if you can look up videos, and there are people just making these maps with all these cap ships to see how much their graphics cards can handle all these lasers blowing up. The mission design in Free Space was great. And even the story, I mean, it's sci-fi, so it's always a little hokey. But I like the idea. I love when they talk about space as always an aspect of wonder and an aspect of unknown.
Yeah.
But Free Space 2 ends on a cliffhanger, and Interplay is never going to make a Free Space 3, or Volition, because whoever owns the IP now, they all were just like, nope, Volition's just going to keep making Saints Row.
It's like Time Splitters for me, man. Like, they're just never going to make the next Saints Row.
Actually, in Saints Row 3, there's a game, and in it, they make a reference. It's like, I don't know, you're playing against, you're in a VR world, and the computer's talking to you, and you ask, are you ever going to make Free Space 3? And he goes, haha, no, or something like that.
You never know. I mean, that I felt that way about Fallout for a long time, which was another Interplay game, and
I'll email them.
But speaking of VR, so that I think that's one of the most compelling aspects of this, that a space sim makes for a very, very cool VR setting. Being in a cockpit, being able to look around it, you know, like Elite Dangerous kind of does this, where they have all these games have all the interfaces built into the ship. So instead of just hitting escape and going through menus, you're actually looking at the dash and going through menus that are coming up in your ship.
Which
to me, it just seems really cool. I mean, the immersion possibilities for these types of games are just like really off the charts. And I think it kind of goes hand in hand with VR that's coming out.
Yeah. And one thing to say, the cool thing about Star Citizen, while it seems crazy that they're adding an FPS element, one thing that makes it awesome is you can walk around your ship.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever played a space sim or a game that has a whole flight mechanic and you can walk around your ship. And they even have, they've already shown off ships where you can, it's not just one person flying the ship.
Yeah.
Somebody can man the guns, and you can even have a whole Marine squad, in the hangar or whatever, and drop them off. And
That's a throwback to Wing Commander 2, where they had a kind of like a bomber, you know, like the B-52 bomber with the, you know, the gunner in the back.
Yeah,
they had a ship like that. So it had two pods underneath the wings, and then one in the back that you could change view and do the gunning. Yeah.
That's cool.
But it wasn't multiplayer, so it's like, who's piloting the ship?
Crash into an asteroid.
Yeah. And needless to say, the missions where that was required, I think the ship was called the Broadsword or something. And when that was required, it was very challenging.
Yeah, chasing a ship and switching back and forth, that would be know.
But yeah, so I mean, I got the joystick and it's got the throttle control also, but just like, I mean, there's like 50 buttons over the, this whole thing.
Yeah.
Just the fact that they all...
It's not just buttons. There's dials. There's like a there's like a
sliders.
It's triggers, it's nuts.
Like, but it's cool because every button has just a really specific purpose, and it's pretty intuitive, at least for Elite. So it's like, you know, you have a switch that you push down to put the landing gear down or the cargo bay or something like that, and then you have, you know, the triggers to fire and all that stuff, and like, this stuff just gets me so excited. Like, I want to be in space and just like basically be Firefly or Farscape, and you know.
Rob actually has a helmet on at his house, and he talks to flight control that doesn't exist.
Landing gear up. We're heading out. Are we clear to go? Okay. Yeah, that's totally me.
Coming in hot.
Just blows up. I mean, the level of immersion. I think I was telling you this earlier. It's funny. In the older Space Sims, it was actually, they weren't that graphically intense because literally all of space was just a big sprite. That's all they had to do because it was all empty. And now you play these games and anything you see, you can go to. Now, I mean, the crazy thing, it's all procedurally generated, but you can still visit it. Like if you go to a planet with rings, you can go to the rings and see the asteroid belt. Like you can see all of that. And it's just... the detail that's made in those games, it really feels like...
Wait, so it's made up on the fly? So, like, if I come back to that planet with the rings, it might not be the same asteroids? Oh, that's lame. It'll when are we going to get supercomputing?
I don't think that's true.
Well...
the asteroid will be in the same spot where I left it?
The planet.
Or the rings, rather?
Yeah, I don't exactly know how it works. Like the Elite Dangerous guy. So one thing, if you guys didn't know, Star Citizen is still technically an alpha. We don't really know when it's going to come out. But Elite, on the other hand, has actually come out. So you can play the full game.
Yeah.
Although they are adding on stuff. But anyway, they said that something like... at the current rate people are playing, which there are a decent number of people playing, it'll take like 150,000 years to explore, all the planets because they just procedurally generated this massive universe.
And that was one of the big draws of No Man's Sky, was a procedurally generated world, and then you could go and basically discover new planets and name them and see new creatures. And
All this stuff. I mean, sometimes that doesn't... I think we talked about this before, but sometimes that doesn't work out the way... It's not as cool as it sounds.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Diablo does that with procedural generated dungeons. Yeah. But after a while, it's just like it's the same old tile set. And then same thing with Borderlands, with the loot. You know, it's like, okay, well, you have different combinations of poison guns, slag guns, etc. And after a while, it's just like...
Don't be my buzzkill, man. I just want to live in a perfect world where things work. Okay. Video games come out like
they advertise them. All right, Rob. It's going to be the best game ever. It's going to be amazing until the next best game ever comes out. Just keep having best games all the time.
So Star Citizen is actually not doing procedural generation. All of them are handcrafted, but they have far fewer worlds. So I mean, honestly, if that sometimes feels like procedural.
There's gonna be a bonkers amount of planets.
Yeah, I don't. Well, it's like 100 star systems or something
that's
like that.
Still ridiculous.
So it's not low. So the thing is, it feels like procedural generation is kind of turning into a stand-in for actual work. It's like we don't have a big enough team, so we're just gonna procedurally generate everything. Hopefully, algorithms get better, but it's weird. On one end, it's cool that Star Citizen, they're going to be cooler worlds because they're handcrafted. But it's weird to think at some point you could see every single planet. Like someone could have explored the whole universe.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see when it comes
out. I'm excited. I just wait. The next time you guys come over, I'll have like the VR goggles. I'm going to buy
them. You won't even know we came over because you're going to be in VR world.
Yeah. Well, one quick thing. So what do you think your main thing is going to be? You know, like I think about... maybe in Eve, you know, some people like to be a pirate and take people down. Some people like to just be traitors. Some people, I don't know how much Star Citizen is going to build that out, but I assume
it's
a lot.
It's interesting because, like I said, this is just like a completely new genre of game for me.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to play it yet. Like, I could see the pirate, but I'm also like, I know I'm not going to be that great with a joystick. I'm sure people would destroy me like without a problem. So
in Privateer, I really liked actually being kind of this quasi mercenary merchant, you know?
Yeah.
So I'd have a slightly bigger ship, but it would have weapons so I could, you know, run the routes with high trade values and stuff like that.
I want to be Malcolm Reynolds. I mean, it's fine. Like, I'll take some missions.
Wow,
right?
Not
I just got to take people out.
Han Solo? Well, not Han Solo?
It was a little bit different then.
Millennium Falcon? Smugglers?
No.
He's not a Star Wars fan.
No. Malcolm Reynolds fan.
Malcolm. Good old Nathan.
Yep.
Mal.
But anyway, we'll see what comes out. The Unwind, a weekly show discussing tech, games, gadgets, and geek culture, is part of the Commentist Block Network. If you enjoyed this clip and want to hear more, please subscribe to The Unwind on iTunes or Stitcher, or listen on the website by going to theunwind.audio.